For the past several years, including this one, endangered North Atlantic right whales appear to have been bypassing traditional feeding grounds off Maine's coast, congregating instead off Canada in the Gulf of St. Lawrence, where some are dying. Scientists are working hard to understand the shift, while lobstermen here in Maine say it shows the whales' risk of entanglement in their gear is overblown. Fred Bever has our story.
For decades, the North Atlantic right whale's annual migration took them from the Florida coast up past Maine and into the mouth of the Bay of Fundy, where from midsummer to fall they would feast together on massive plumes of tiny crustaceans. But these days, the whales are showing up far from their usual haunts.
The whales were feeding and socializing and doing what right whales do.
Amy Knowlton is a scientist with the New England Aquarium, just back from an 18-day cruise in Canada's Gulf of St. Lawrence, among the right whales and the food they eat.
We documented 72 right whales. We had 4 mother calf pairs, which was great, but we also had 3 entangled whales, which was very discouraging to the team.
8 whales have been found dead off Canada this summer, some from ship strikes or gear entanglements, but others of undetermined causes. Knowlton says this batch looked mostly quite healthy. It could be thanks to the local abundance of their favorite crustacean cuisine. It's a fat-rich zooplankton called Calanus. Knowlton's colleague on the trip, University of New Brunswick scientist Kimberly Davies, says that became clear when she dipped her sample net near where the whales were swimming.
Calanus has sort of an orangey hue to it, and we'll bring it on the deck and we'll immediately be able to see all these little grains of orange rice they look like.
Davies says it's not clear why it's only in the last several years that so many whales have been observed feeding in the area, hundreds of miles away from traditional grounds in the Gulf of Maine.
Is the resource here particularly good, or is it just that there's no food anywhere else? The evidence is suggesting that there's no food anywhere else.
Recently, more than a dozen scientists joined forces for a big data crunch on that question. Their conclusion? Rapid spikes in deep water temperatures and changing currents are disrupting the historic abundance of the whale's staple food in the Gulf of Maine.
We've lost these really regular year-to-year patterns that we had based a lot of our management on.
Nick Record, a data analyst at Bigelow Labs in East Boothe Bay, led the project. He says climate change is sending the forage species into a steep decline in some years.
It's almost like this back and forth between essentially good years and bad years. And we've just had a lot more bad years recently. And it just makes it harder to know where and when whales might show up.
Some lobstermen and their political allies, though, are concluding that the research shows the whales just are not swimming near Maine anymore.
We've all talked about it. We've all seen it.
Rocky Alley is a Jonesport lobsterman and president of the Maine Lobstermen's Union. He spoke at a recent rally in Stonington where hundreds of lobstermen signed a petition attesting that they'd never seen a right whale. That morning, Alley joined members of the state's congressional delegation for a private briefing on the latest whale and forage data. They say it bolsters their case against the federal proposal's most onerous gear restrictions.
The whales aren't in Maine waters, and it's because of food source. And I'm glad that there's described and shown to our delegation, they understand now the issues.
But researcher Nick Record says the advocacy is getting ahead of the data.
You know, our politicians have been sort of using this research to say there's no risk anymore and we should leave the Maine coastal lobster fishery out of that. And that's not actually what the paper is saying.
Record cautions that climate change isn't smooth. It can push ecosystems abruptly into new states, shifts that may just as quickly revert to the historical norm or make a fast jump to an even more novel situation. And even if the whales make some sort of lasting move to feeding grounds farther from Maine's coast, with a species that's so close to the point of no return, it still may not matter. Carla Gunther, senior scientist at the Maine Center for Coastal Fisheries in Stonington, explains.
The risk of a right whale coming into the inshore waters of Maine is very, very low.
But she adds, once in the underwater forest of rope lines rising from Maine's lobster traps, one wandering whale's risk of injury is still very, very high.
That one whale's chance of dying or getting entangled is 100%. So with a population of 400, Can you risk that one errant whale that's hungry, trying to adapt to its new context, coming in to where there's such a density of gear?
This fall, federal, state, and independent scientists plan to get better data on whale activity near Maine. They will sink a set of 8 acoustic monitors up and down the state's coast, listening for the calls of the roughly 400 endangered North Atlantic right whales that are left on the planet. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And you can go to our website, mainepublic.org, to see maps of right whale sightings from a decade ago and today off the U.S. and off Canada.